Blog Talk Radio.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. This place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Once again, yes, I use the word in effect. I took it back to the 80s and 90s. And I might just do it like that throughout the show. I might throw in some old school words to kind of, you know, bring some of you 80s and 90s babies back to the good old golden era of music, you know. So just so you know, it's going down tonight. It's going to be on the strength. Look, the hour show Celebrity Thursday. Getting it in tonight, you already know how we do it. D Slate in the building, waiting for my peeps. You know, I know, you know, sometimes, you know, they got to stop for coffee. They got to stop for, you know, a dollar Big Mac or, you know, McDouble, however they got to do it. But we're getting it in, Celebrity Thursday tonight. Oh, we got a good one tonight for you. Tonight we're going to be talking to sensational singer Pamela Long, formerly of the group Total. Is going to be in the building with us tonight. We're definitely going to be getting it in with her, as well as in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to the brothers of the hit 90s group Portrait is going to be in the building with us tonight as well. So, oh yeah, it goes down Celebrity Thursday with Miss Pamela Long and the brothers of Portrait. All that today on the D-Hour Show's Celebrity Thursday edition. And you already know we're going to be playing the hits as well as giving you some of the latest news and whatever's going on around town. You know, if it's my town, your town, their town, wherever the town is. You know, all I say is be happy, be merry, and drink you a nice ice glass of red Kool-Aid. Now, of course, I didn't say strawberry. I didn't say cherry, fruit punch. No, because it's so many red flavors, you don't want to try to figure out what you're drinking. It's just red Kool-Aid. Just call it red. Color Red. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a gospel artist, and you like to have your music played on the show, you want your music showcased or airplayed on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Yes. And if you do have a business as well, if you have a business, you have a website, you would like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, it is the same old song. All you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get that vital information to you to help you and allow you to advertise your business and your website and your livelihood right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Sometimes I have to spell it out like that for the spelling challenged individuals. You know, there's some individuals out there who thought it was too cool to go to school, so sometimes they may have a hard time getting their spell on. So, you know, I may have to help them from time to time, you know, throughout the show. It's almost like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Mr. D's neighborhood. That's what we'll call it. Yeah, Mr. D's neighborhood. Would you like to be my neighbor? Look, for all the individuals that don't know, okay, all the individuals that don't know, you know, it's just it's so far starting off as a pretty decent year. I mean, you know, it's a few things that's a little, you know, off. There was, you know, a few things going on out there right now with the president, my president, you know, the POTUS himself, you know, laying it down and, you know, just, you know, trying to fix, you know, trying to help bring in the new year with, you know, with a different situation and trying to help keep, you know, further tragedies and further situations from happening. So, you know, he's in a process of trying to fix a lot of the crazy things going on in our country right now. So, you know, all I say is, ladies and gentlemen, support. Just support. You know, give him as much support as he needs. I mean, we all want the craziness to stop. So, you know, let's try to help him stop it. And, you know, other crazy stuff going on, you know, congratulations, American Idol. The new season of American Idol started yesterday, you know, and already, you know, it's just already it's just craziness going on, you know, with the whole situation and, you know, the whole drama, you know, that is, you know, what people say, you know, with Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. And, of course, you know, we all knew that it was going to continue to be in the press, you know, about this whole situation between the two. So, hopefully, you know, we don't really want to concentrate on that, you know, for the new season of American Idol, especially for all the American Idol fans. You know, they just want to be able to just enjoy the show, you know, and listen to and watch the up-and-coming new talent try to make their way through the obstacles, you know, of American Idol and to try to pursue their music career, you know, to try to be the next American Idol. So, I mean, that's what we really want to concentrate on. You know, you don't really want to concentrate on anything else crazy. You know, you just want to be able to, you know, watch this new talent and just enjoy them, you know, and just, you know, listen to them. It's a lot of talented young folks out there. It really is. A lot of talented young folks out there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll get an opportunity to watch some great talent. There was some incredible talent again last year. You know, last season was absolutely awesome. Awesome season. So, you know, hopefully this season, you know, we'll be able to enjoy some. I'm hoping it's just as good as last year. Because I got to say, last season of American Idol, I don't care what anybody say, my man Joshua Ledet was on point. You know, not saying Jessica Sanchez wasn't good. She's an incredible singer. You know, not saying Phillip Phillips was not a good singer. He's a great singer. But personally, you know, Joshua, I felt like Joshua Waddett was on point with it. I mean, each and every time, damn near every week when this kid was performing, he was getting standing ovations from all three judges. I'm talking damn near every week, with the exception of maybe one or two weeks. Almost every week he was getting a standing O from the judges. If that doesn't say star quality, if that doesn't say American Idol, you know, I guess, you know, you could just put me in the Twilight Zone somewhere. You know, that's just real talk. Now, we got to kick off a couple of hits real quick. You know, you already know how we do it. And hopefully when we get back, we'll be getting it in with the beautiful, the sensational singer, Pamela Long, from formerly of the hit group Total. We're going to be getting it in with her, absolutely. Right now, we got some hits. And I'm going to play a couple of hits that was going to bring you back to the days, you know, when Total was just, when they was doing their thing and Portrait was doing their thing. So we're going to, I'm going to give you guys a little old school flavor right now. And here it is with Total featuring the Notorious B.I.G. with their hit, Can't You See? We got some Portrait after that right here on the D-Hour Show. Celebrity Thursday. Let's go.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad boy.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Yeah, the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest victim to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, wrote the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wick, made his body shake. The high guy in 8-bit, the eyes smoke, pink, rap, terror, four chrome, and terror. Five by the river, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. To whom it may concern, Junior Mafia is the click. Act up, I have my honey total bust.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now.
ready or not.
We know that what we reap, we sow, but we forget.
Hey. Dressing up, catching gossip at its worst. Couldn't see the difference in the Baptist and the Catholic Church. Caught up in the rapture of the first chapter and second verse. And we all God's children, it was the word of the Reverend Worth. Too early the faith is blind, like justice when you face a time. If we all made in God's image, and that means his face is mine. Waiter, it's that blasphemy, it's logical, it has to be. If I don't look like my father, then the way I live is bastardly. Naturally, that's confusion to a young and trying to follow Christ. Taught that if you don't know Jesus, then you lead a hollow life. Never question the fact that Jesus was Jewish, not a Christian, nor that Christianity was law according to politicians. Who was King James? And why did he think that it was so vital to remove chapters and make his own version of the Bible? They say hell is underground and heaven is in the sky, and they say that's where you go when you die. But how they know?
We know that what we read, hey, we sow, but we forget how low.
Dealt with my base self, I control my many urges. I used to study my lessons, that was a blessing, not a curse. I learned that heaven and hell exist right here on earth. Word, study with Rastafarians and learn from the dress. That hell is called Babylon, and that's where the crazy bullheads dwell. They got us thinking that Muslims like to make bombs. Real Muslims believe in paradise and resist the shaitan. So it all sounds the same to me. That's why when they say one's right and the other's wrong, it just sounds like gain to me. It's like God skipped past the church and came to me. No, that ain't gain to me. It's just a particular way that I came to see. The difference between those that claim to be religious and those that say they're spiritual. I recognize that life is full of miracles. You can see my glow in the rhyme, the poem divine, cause I coincide with the growing tide of those who looking for God and know they're going south.
We know that what we reap, we sow.
For absolution, the gas producer, psychopath produced the last solution based on his interpretation of what the words are saying. Trying to get to God, but ended up doing the work of Satan. Religion creates division, make the Muslim hate the Christian, make the Christian hate the Jew, make the rules of faith that you condition to and gotta follow. And God forbid you go to hell. But if you ever walked through any ghetto, then you know it well.
Way back when, straight up and from the heart as I was always been. Now punk niggas wanna test me, but all that tickety-tickety tongue twisting shit don't impress me. It's just a phase, and you know damn well that you'll fall off in a minute, cause that shit don't sell. Funny how you think you could surpass me or outlast me with that bullshit style, you're falling fast, G. See, I suggest you go back where you came from. Come on, don't play, son. See, the days of paying dues is over. I'm a little fed up, and it's time that I show ya. We battle one time, you're dead, no sequel.
No mic, no mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You're the winner, number one, competition is none.
The wiggity wicked psycho left, drops her like a lunatic, steady, back breaking bitches with my super dick, hats on the gym, sometimes I nut in them, Saint eyes, fucks up their eyes, and I pin them down, while I'm flowing to this nutty sound, open up the knapsack, check out what we found, horns, bass, lines, beats get chopped in the nut shop, we don't waste time, yell, I'm coke lamping like flavor, floating at the top while you sink, and I can save you just like the biz said, remember, styles I drop, tell me what is this, word to your mama, I'll bend your girl like a comma, duke the lombada, I think I gotta stop because the bitch said fada. So I nutted and I got out. No matter how hot you claim to be, you can't roast this nut. What's up, you wanna get eaten up like a hostess cupcake? You know my words are lethal.
No mic, no mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
No mic, no mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
Every line I connect, my literature's perfect. For minute, for second, and yo, you gotta reckon with fashion. Cause by the way, I'm ripping things. Whoever thinks I take the loss has hands to brain. Young things, I shoot them as Jimmy aims to knock up. Sex with this flex, best thing tends to lock up. Yeah, really badass, smoking past your niggas. To chicks, I stick shit with, I love your figures. Triggers, I pull them in no remorse for bodies. Fast pumps the hotties, chunk pump with shotties. Shoot them up, bang, bang. Miss targets rarely, mics I touch. Up, I fuck them daily, barely. Another who can test the cool fast asses. I kick in the ashes up in trashes. So the rip, cause I flow swift like a Nile, son. Tame as for plain Jane fame, I'm a wild one. Automatic, Lee, I let Lucy. Fears, MCING, force in me, cool fast. Skin in the blast of rap people.
No mic, no mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
Have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show, once again, Celebrity Thursday, playing the hits. That was one of our special guests that we had on the show yesterday on Nod Your Head Wednesday, Beat Nuts with No Equal. You know, just getting the hits in. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our host, you know, our web host, Blog Talk Radio, is having some technical issues with the phone lines right now. And so our techs at Blog Talk are trying to fix the phone lines. And hopefully they can get them taken care of. But unfortunately, it's just one of those issues that you have to deal with sometimes when you're dealing with phone lines and servers and different things like that. So, you know, right now they're you know, our techs at Blog Talk are trying to fix the phone lines to definitely get them back up, you know, running again. And I do apologize to all of our guests and all of our fans who may be trying to call in right now. But, you know, our techs at Blog Talk are trying to fix it. So hopefully they can get it fixed. But other than that, you know, we're gonna keep it moving, you know, like we always do. And I got my girl in the building with me right now, PJ, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. What's going on?
Hola, hola, hola. D-Slate for Celebrity Thursdays. How are you on this evening?
I'm good, PJ. Just a little bothered about, you know, our technical issues, but other than that, I'm good. You know, I'm just enjoying life and just trying to, you know, do that damn thing. You know me. I'm just trying to keep it popping on a daily basis. Sometimes I run out of kernels of corn, so I gotta go out and get another bag just to keep it popping. You know.
Absolutely. It's another wonderful Celebrity Thursday, and, you know, we're going to keep it moving just like U-Hauls. You know, sometimes we have technical difficulties, but, you know, through the process of any star or any diamond, you know, it has to go through a specific process in order to shine. So, you know, the Hour Show Radio Network has been doing this thing for a very, very long time. So for that, I'm also grateful, and we're grateful for those who are able to get through, and hopefully we'll have this technical problem resolved. But in the meantime, in between time, Celebrity Thursdays is what it is.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I'm kind of bummed because you know, I want to definitely get it in, you know, with our guest tonight, you know, Miss Pamela Long and the Brothers of Portrait. So I definitely want to be able to get it in with them tonight. So hopefully they can get this issue resolved. Also, to our guests who may be listening, there is a problem with you guys calling in, but we can also call you. So for our guests, you know, that are listening right now, if you do have a phone number that we can reach you, you can definitely email me that, you know, email us that information, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com, and then we can reach you, you know, right now. So that option is open, that we can reach you instead of you, calling in. So, you know, with the technical issues that are going on right now. So to our guests that are listening, you know, our special guests, if they're listening right now, you can definitely email, you know, us that information. And then, you know, I can definitely call you guys from the, you know, from our end, and then we can definitely get it going like we always do, you know, as always. But, you know, hopefully we can get that going. Hopefully our host, Blog Talking, the tech at Blog Talk, can get it fixed so that way we can keep it moving like we always do. But other than that, PJ, did you, you know, I heard some information, I was telling everybody, you know, American Idol, the new season just started, and it looks like it's going to be some really good singers again this season so far. But, of course, as always, you know, the start of the first show yesterday in the media about it was the tension, you know, issue between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very funny. I'm sorry. It's very interesting that you brought that up, D. Slate, because I watched it yesterday, and I'm actually in the studio now, multitasking, as we always do here at the D-Hour Show Radio Network. But tonight there was a contestant that came on, and actually it just made me cry because the young lady, you know, suffered with bulimia, anorexia, tendencies, anorexia. And basically she was just saying music was her life and things of that nature. So it was very touching, very, very touching. And she had a great support network. It was awesome.
Well, they did say that that this season was going to be a tad bit, just a tad bit different. They said that the stories were going to be a lot more powerful. And now, as far as the talent, I mean, for me personally, it's going to have to top. It's going to have to top as far as the talent is concerned. It's going to have to top last season because last season was probably for me. Two seasons. Well, I count them last season. I'm gonna count three. There's only three seasons out of all the seasons of American Idol that I consider the best of all time.
And what are those?
And that was the season with Ruben Studdard, the season with Fantasia, and then of course last season. Last season, personally, to me, was by far the best. You know, because those young men and women on the show last season were extremely talented. Extremely talented. I mean, they wasn't singing. They couldn't just sing. They can sing.
Wow.
Okay. I took the I out and put the A in. They can sing.
I didn't get into it much last year. I pretty much got into The Voice and the other musical related shows. But for some reason, American Idol wasn't a big thing for me last year. I would probably agree with you and say, you know, the season with Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson, as well as the, Clay Aiken? I think that was the same season as Fantasia, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong.
Which, Clay
Wasn't
Aiken?
He a runner-up? Yes.
Clay Aiken was the runner-up in the season with Ruben Studdard.
Exactly. Okay, so that was a great
one. And then with Fantasia, her runner-up was Diana DeGarmo.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right.
So, yeah, those were some, like I said, those are my top three. You know, the season with Ruben, the season with Fantasia, and last season with Phillip Phillips. Like I said, Joshua Ledette was the dude. You know, I mean, this young brother from New Orleans, I mean, And the incredible part about it was he had auditioned for American Idol the season before that, and he didn't make it. And he didn't make it that season. He reinvented himself. He trained himself a little bit better and worked on his craft. And he came back and blew it away, and was the number three dude, the number three runner up going into the finals with Jessica Sanchez and Phillip Phillips. But this young brother, I'm telling you, he's like a mixture of he's like a new age Sam Cooke.
Wow.
He's like a new age Sam Cooke with a little James Brown in his system and a little this young dude, he was blowing me away. Anytime I hear somebody singing, they give me goosebumps. They can. They're extremely talented. They're extremely talented.
Wow.
If you sing, if I hear you singing, you give me goosebumps. You are extremely talented. Extremely talented. This dude was just. I was like, wow. And the crazy part about it I'm trying to figure out how many weeks it was. I want to say somewhere between 10 and 12, but almost every week, okay, almost every week that this guy was, you know, he was, he got a standing O almost every time. So, but, I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, almost
Absolutely.
Every week we got a standing O.
Right, and all, being able to be a an independent or indie artist, you know, people get into music for various reasons. You know, some reasons can be legacy. Some people just have that natural born raw talent. Then other people get into it as an inspiration, as, you know, maybe they could have gone through something as a triumph, or music could have been utilized as more of a healing tool. So, you know, I'm seeing now between yesterday and today a lot of the coffee house sound, and I love that. And then a lot of, you know, the Caucasian men having that soulful sound. And then, like I said, a lot of younger people are trying out for American Idol under the age of 18. So it is some amazing talent out there, and I'm just looking forward to what the season has to offer.
I agree. It's going to be some it's going to be some incredible music being played, I'm right there with you. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible talent and singers, and it's I'm definitely looking forward to see whether or not they're going to be able to top last season.
Oh yes.
I know everybody's going to be watching. You know, it's sad, man, but everybody's going to be, you know, in America we just love drama. You know, and everybody's going to be watching Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey and their chemistry with each other, and concentrating on that instead of really concentrating on the young folks that are they're trying to make their dreams come true by being the next American Idol. So that's what we really need to be paying attention to. But of course, you know, we got to pay attention to the drama. So I know people are going to really pay attention to that as well.
Well, drama gets ratings, and ratings get next season. So
yeah,
there's no drama, you know, there's no good ratings. So I believe that after the show, they probably get together and go out to dinner or something, or, you know, do girls shopping or whatever the case may be. So
that's right.
I think all of the stage, all reality is somebody's fantasy and vice versa. And that's all
it is.
That's
real.
So. Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, you never know. Like I said, hopefully, you know, it's going to be a good season. I'm definitely going to be watching. Yeah, I like to pay attention mostly to when they started getting into Hollywood and started getting into the top 12 performances and stuff like that. Then that's when I really start paying attention. But to see who they're choosing to be a part of the top 12. But like I said, hopefully they'll be able to give it an incredible season like last season, because they got some competition. I don't care what they think, they got competition. You know, The Voice is an incredible show.
I don't know
if they're still going to be having, with the new season of The Voice that's coming up. You know, last year the rumor was is that CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera was going to be taking a break, you know, for that particular season to work on their music or something like that. So they were talking about bringing in, well,
Usher.
They can't bring her in. They were talking about bringing in Usher and Shakira, but
she's
pregnant now. So I don't know if they're going to be able to bring her in. So they may have to choose somebody else, but you know, they were talking about bringing in Usher and someone else to take their place while they're out taking a break. So that's going to be interesting. You know, you put somebody like Usher on there, and whoever else they choose to put on there, it's just going to boost the ratings a little. It's just going to boost the ratings even more.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Usher was the actual founder of Justin Bieber, so you know he has an eye for talent. He's an amazing artist, entertainer himself. So definitely,
Yeah, and you're right, and that's what people are going to be looking at, you know, especially if he's going to be on the show. And I almost kind of wonder whether or not the other judges are going to feel like they're at a disadvantage with him being on there. But that may not happen because the country star that they have on the show, I can't remember, Blake. You know, Blake, he won the voice. Him and his talent has won The Voice 2 years in a row, so people also may be looking at him as well.
Mhm.
So that's gonna be interesting. You know, American Idol, you guys got some competition out there, and I don't know if you consider X Factor your competition, because I know their show is kind of in jeopardy right now, but The Voice is definitely some competition.
Mhm. Absolutely, absolutely.
Look out, American Idol. But we're going to play some more hits for you guys right now when we come back. We're definitely going to give you in with some more. Hopefully we may get a chance to talk to our guests. But, I'm going to assume that Blog Talk is still working on that. But hopefully we'll either get the information to call them again. If you're one of our special guests, who's supposed to be on the show tonight, I do apologize. We're having, our host, Blog Talk Radio is having some issues with the phone lines, and our techs at Blog Talk are trying to fix that, right now. But we do have the option to call out. So we can call you to get it in with us. So definitely you guys can shoot us an email, with your with that information, and we can give you a call, for any of our hosts or our guests, that are listening right now. And other than that, we got some hits. I have the new hit by the niece of Peebo Bryson, Miss Deja Bryson, with her new single, Love Sounds. And we're going to debut that right now, right here on Celebrity Thursday on the D-Hour Radio Network. D-Site, Miss Fabulous in the building. It's time to get it in. Let's go.
Let's go.
Real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, you get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yeah, welcome back, D Hour Show in the building, Celebrity Thursday. You already know how we do it, playing the hits. You just got through listening to Bridget Carrington, incredible artist from, and she was on the hit show Duets, and she was paired up with the incredible Mr. John Legend, and that was her new single, Fall Off, right here on Celebrity Thursday. And we actually had her on the show with us on Monday, on the I Got Something to Say radio show, and she's an incredible individual, incredibly talented, and she's intelligent, and you know, beautiful. I mean, she's got the whole package going on for her right now, and you know, with the head that she has on her shoulders,
she looks to definitely have a long and prosperous career in music. And we had an incredible time with her, and we definitely wish her all the best, and we're going to continue to keep supporting her. Miss Fabulous.
Hey, and also, you know, Bridget Carrington is representing Virginia, which, you know, Virginia's for lovers, or maybe liars, or I know they're lovers of Bridget Carrington, so if they don't know about her, they will soon learn about her because she is a stara, definitely, very beautiful.
She's a stara.
I love that term, too. A stara, yes.
Stara.
That's going to be the word for today. Stara is going to be the word for today.
Stara.
Stara.
That's it.
Stara, right.
That's our word for today, Stara.
Yeah, twinkle, twinkle, right. Little Stara.
Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want to say, I definitely want to apologize to all of our fans, all of our listeners, to us having our tech issues. And, of course, you know, it's not something, you know, that it's in our control, but I do feel it upon myself to. I definitely have to apologize to the fans and definitely to our guests, you know, for not giving you guys definitely the incredible interviews we were going to get in with you guys tonight. But like I said, you know, they're working on this on the problem right now, and I'm pretty sure it should be fixed, you know, in no time. But I definitely apologize to our guests who were supposed to be on with us tonight, and to their fans who are listening. You know, we're definitely gonna reschedule our interview with Ms. Pamela Long, and we're gonna definitely reschedule our interview with the Brothers of Portrait. So, you know, we'll get it in with them. Trust me, guys, we got some other incredible shows coming up, you know, in the next few weeks. So trust me, we'll get it in, absolutely. But, you know, we got Black History Month coming up, you know, so
woo-hoo!
You can best believe it's going to go down. It's going to go down. Even though I'm still trying to talk to our president about adding a few more days on the February so we can have a full
right.
month. I'm still in works with him, people. I'm still talking to him. We're going to get it in. I trust. We're going to get some more days added on. We're going to get some more days added on. But, you know, we're working on that. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to pass the mic to my sister. I want to pass the mic to my co-host, my girl, Miss Fabulous, because right now she's going to hit us with the Fabulous news, and it goes down right here on the D-Hour Show Celebrity Thursday. Miss Fabulous, what do you have for us?
Yes. Well, thank you so very much, D. Slate. Another wonderful Celebrity Thursday. You know, in the words of Puffy, you can't stop us. You know, because we're just much too great, and we have so much going on for 2013, with it just only being the 17th day of the month. You know, so much is happening, so much will happen, and so much, you know, we will overcome. So this is the year of the snake. So, you know, as the Chinese say, actually Chinese, the Chinese New Year is in February. And as D-Slate has indicated, you know, we have Black History Month coming up in February. We also have Heart Association, you know, to focus on, you know, heart stabilization and getting checkups and things of that nature. Because the number one silent killer for African-American women is heart attack, or heart disease, rather. So we're definitely going to make certain, yes, that we take care of ourselves. You know, every year I normally host the Red Dress event, which is synonymous with heart disease, and the National Association for Heart Disease. And I truly enjoy that. But today, I definitely want to give some birthday shout-outs, and there are some really, really important birthday shout-outs. Number one, I would like to give a happy, happy birthday to our First Lady of the United States of America, First Lady Mrs. Michelle Obama. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy
yes,
birthday.
Today is the First Lady's birthday, so born day. Also, Steve Harvey of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, a family feud of the television talk show, of just and today is Steve Harvey's birthday. So happy birthday, Steve Harvey. Also, I want to say it is Betty White's birthday. She turned 91 today. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
All the energy, yes. Betty White is getting it in. I mean, she just has so much energy and so much, you know, youthfulness in her. And 91 years young today. So you go, golden girl. And then I believe there's another special birthday. I'm not sure if she's listening, but of course she is near and dear to my heart. I would like to say happy birthday to my daughter on today. Happy birthday, Tika. I hope that you had a great, great day. I hope that everything that you pray for, wish for, and continuously that you want in your life will manifest for you. This weekend is a huge weekend. Of course, it is Miss Fabulous birthday weekend kickoff. I mean, if you're in the state of Virginia, yes, wow. If you're in the state of Virginia, definitely, you know, we're going to get a double duo in a couple of other states as well. They separate the Lee Jackson Day from MLK Day. A lot of states don't want them together. I think it's kind of crazy, but hey, if that's what you want, if you like it, guess what? I love it. So we have tomorrow as state employees off, and then Monday, of course, is going to be the public inauguration for the president, for the POTUS of the United States of America. President Barack Hussein Obama will be sworn in on Sunday for the second term as the 45th president of the United States of America. On Monday, which is the Dr. Martin Luther King, late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's observance birthday, he will be publicly, speaking of our president, will be publicly sworn in. So, I mean, what better, you know, time frame? Today's the First Lady's birthday, then sworn in for inauguration weekend, and then the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and then the next day is what? Miss Fabulous' birthday, speaking in the third person. So you can't beat it even if you had hands, okay? So I'm just ecstatic. I'm just waiting and hoping and wishing for a breakthrough for everything. So if you're celebrating a birthday this month, and actually Tuesday starts the first day for Aquarius. So Aquarians, we are leaders. We are industrious people. Capricorns, you guys rule too, but you know, we keep it moving. And last thing I want to say is that if you are supplying warmth and heat with, like, electrical heaters, throughout the country there's been a lot of fires and a lot of fatalities surrounding heaters. And make certain, number one, that you have amber batteries in your smoke signal alarms. Because that is the number one cause in fire fatalities, because people, alarms, they negate to update and put batteries and fresh batteries in. And also, if you have generators and things of that nature, make certain that you get a professional look to come in and you know, test out these things or what have you, because, again, we want you to be able to be here with us and just be here to enjoy life. We want no more fatalities because of it. And last, and I certainly do promise, you know, a lot of bad weather, inclement weather across the country is taking place. So be safe. Be safe in your decision making. Make sure you don't follow too close. And make sure that if you have a winter advisory in your respective jurisdictions, make sure you adhere to those. Stay off the roads or whatever. Follow suit of whatever your jurisdiction may impose. This has been the Fab Fabulous News Inauguration Weekend, Fab Fabulous Birthday Weekend, of course. And then we just want to say, hey, Celebrity Thursdays on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Miss Fabulous. Now back to you, D-Slate.
Well, 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 we're back with Miss Fabulous and the Fab Fabulous News. Thank you so much, Miss Fabulous. We absolutely enjoyed that. And, yes, I definitely want to send a big happy birthday to Mrs. President herself. I call her Mrs. President because she's married to Mr. President. So our
That's
First
right.
Lady, Mrs. President, thank you so much for being you and being so incredible that you and being the incredible woman that you are and just giving so much inspiration to
you know, women all over our country. And definitely happy birthday to you and many, many more. And definitely happy birthday to all the individuals that we spoke about tonight. And may you guys keep celebrating them and keep having many more. Betty White, may you keep having many more great birthdays.
Can I give one more shout-out? I want to say belated birthday to the lovely ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We had our Founders Day yesterday, and we turned 93 years young. So 93 years in the business of providing community service, scholarship, and sisterly love. So happy, happy belated Founders Day to, again, the final women of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And, of course, you know, I'm very passionate about that because I am a Zeta woman. Cheryl Underwood is our former international bachelorist, which is our president. Some other famous Zetas, Esther Rowe, who played the role of Florida Evans on Good Times, our departed soror. She was a Zeta. Also, Wilona, who is Janet Dubois. She is a Zeta. Selena Johnson is a Zeta. Also, Tawana Braxton of the Braxton Sisters, Family Values, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, our soror, Dionne Warwick. So there are a lot of Zetas that are in the industry and doing our thing, so we want to keep it moving. So, again, happy belated Founders Day to my sorors.
Absolutely, and happy belated Founders Day to all the lovely, lovely ladies of Zeta Phi Beta, and may you guys have many, many more. Now, PJ, before I get into our old school double play,
sure.
Did you hear about? You know, we talked about the whole situation with the rapper Shorty Low, and him getting ready to have a. Well, he was trying to have a reality show on the Oxygen channel out of all channels, Oxygen.
Ratchet.
About him and his 10 baby mamas, his 11 kids and his 10 baby mamas. And if I'm not mistaken, this could be wrong. I thought the rumor was that the show was going to be called All My Baby Mamas. I really hope that wasn't what it really was. I really hope that wasn't the title. But that's just really messed up. But I guess apparently because so much negative press came out of it, I guess apparently Oxygen was like, sorry, we can't do it.
Well,
we're not
you
doing
know,
it. We can't do that. It's just, no, it's not going to happen. And I guess apparently the rumor is now that he's trying to petition to try to get the show. But I feel like this, bro, just give it up with Oxygen because, really, out of all channels, Oxygen, no. Just give it up trying to do it on Oxygen. Maybe shop it to some other networks and see what they think about it. But, it's going to continue to get negative press because it's just a lot of individuals around the country who think the thought of having a show like that is just really, really, I don't want to use the word ignorant. But it's just really not acceptable TV.
Right.
It's not acceptable
unnecessary.
TV.
Unnecessary.
That's the word from a lot of people I've talked to. They're not saying what I'm saying right now. I'm using a political term, but saying it's not acceptable TV. But you know, people were just like, "Nah, man, that's not happening. That's not cool." And then I guess the rumor, too, is that he got his ex-girlfriend pregnant. So now, if that's true, so now it's 11 baby mamas and 12 kids.
Come on now. Enough is enough. is enough.
And it's just like we said, when does no mean no? When does stop mean stop?
Right.
When does man, are you crazy, mean man, are you crazy?
Right. So, you know, I do want to say this. Ultimately, when that happens, it becomes a business more so than are you really, really invested in fatherhood? Do you understand that after you produce them and you bring them into the world,
that you are responsible for the rest of their life and your life to be a parent, you know, so you already have a baseball team. What are you actually going for now? So a lot of it is just, you know, like children, sometimes when they just cry for no reason, some attention is better than no attention at all. And then a lot of times I just feel that way with just exploitation. And that's exactly what this is. So I'm definitely not this reality show specific friendly. I'm not, because, again, I just really feel like it's unnecessary. People are going to make hasty generalizations about men in the industry or women, or they just, you know, pretty much just open the doors for everybody. So that's not me. That does not define me or my lifestyle. So that's going to be a no.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't know, PJ. I think that I might have to go in a little bit tonight after the old school double play. I might have to go in.
Yes.
You know, and then I'll give you guys some commercial free music after that. But I might have to go in tonight after the old school double play. And my topic of going in, D-Slate goes in, is going to be on representation.
That's all right. You know, I love that. That's right.
Representation. How you represent yourself. You know, in the media. As a public figure, as a national figure or a celebrity figure or whatever the case may be, how you represent yourself. I'm going in tonight, and you know, I'm gonna give my opinion about that. And you know, in lieu of many things that's happened with celebrities and athletes and different things like that, and even politicians, mm-hmm. It's just, how you represent yourself. D-Slate goes in tonight. Right now, we're going to give you guys D-Slate's old school double play tonight. And old school could be anything. It could be music from the 80s, early 90s, 70s, mm-hmm. 60s, this is 2013, so trust me, 90s music is considered old school. So
that's right.
D-Slate's old school double play. We got some I'll Be Sure. We got some of the lovely Miss Stephanie Mills in the old school double play. Right now on Celebrity Thursday, is D-Slate Miss Fabulous once again playing some incredible music from these lovely, lovely stars. Yes, playing music from these lovely stars. Double play, old school. D-Slate Miss Fabulous. The Hour Show. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you. What's up, cool world? My name is Serenata Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions, where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next artist on the rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenata's 10 Blog Reviews, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday, getting it in for the fit in tonight. You already know how we do it. Playing the hits. That was the old school double play with the beautiful Miss Stephanie Mills and my bro, the talented artist, getting it in. Brother got the make you want to sweat, got the baby making hits. My bro Al B. Shore with his hit single Night and Day, and D. Slate's old school double play. Night and Day, Al B. Shore, Stephanie Mills. Never knew love like this before. Just one of her many, many hits. So you already know, getting it in. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, D. Slate is going to go in. And I tend to do this little segment every now and then on various shows. But I'm going to go in on it a little bit tonight. D. Slate goes in. My topic is representation. You know, we talked about, you know, we've heard about many stories, you know, of different athletes getting in trouble and getting arrested, basketball players and getting in trouble or cheating and all these crazy things is going on with that. And, you know, and then we have these reality shows with these, you know, celebrities and individuals and all this sort of craziness going on. And, you know, we have this individual, Shorty Lowe, who wants to have a reality show talking about, you know, his baby moms, you know, his baby mamas and his kids. And there's so many other things going on. First of all, I want to say representation is very important. You know, when you work for a company or you play for a team, or, you know, you're signed to a label, you represent them. You represent them, okay? If you own the team, or if you owned the label, or you own the company, then okay, you know what? That's a different story. Then you're just representing yourself. You're badly representing yourself and your company, and that's another story. But, when you know athletes, for instance, you know, when you sign that contract to play with those teams, you represent that team. It ain't about you no more. It's not about you no more. Okay? So when you're out there getting in trouble and you're getting into fights and domestic violence or whatever the case may be, that's gotta draw police attention or attention from the law on your doorstep. It's not on your doorstep anymore. It's on the doorstep of the team now that you play for. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why, you know, these young cats that are athletes and you're getting all this money to play these sports, and you represent yourself so badly, and you represent this team so badly. You know, you get out there and okay, you know, real talk, if that's what your lifestyle was before you became a professional athlete, then you know what? Once you decided you wanted to be a professional, then you should have left that in the dirt. Mm-hmm. You should have left it in the dirt. Because now you done went out there and you done cheated, and you done made a public spectacle of yourself because of the infidelity. You'd have made a public spectacle of yourself because of the crimes that you'd have committed. Now you got your mouth stuck out because now the team is talking about getting rid of you, or
some of your endorsements is talking about cutting your money away from you. Now it's possible jail time. So now you got your mouth stuck out and can't believe it's going on. Oh yeah, it's not a problem where you can't believe it. Okay, mm-hmm. because I'm pretty sure people couldn't believe that you did what you did. Mm-hmm. Representation. You represent these teams. Don't have your mouth stuck out when they're telling you, sorry, man, you're out there doing this and this and that. No, that's not how we operate. We're a professional team. We're all about each other. We support each other. That's not how we operate. Sorry, you cannot be a part of this team anymore. Okay, how special you think you are? You represent that team. Get it together. It ain't gotta be all that domestic violence. It ain't gotta be all this, you get into fights and just silly nonsense. Grow up. You're a professional athlete. Grow up. Granted, you may have been one of those individuals who may have came out, right after high school or came out your freshman or sophomore year or, junior year, even sometimes coming out after you got out of college. I mean, you're still a young buck. You're still a young cat. But when you decide you want to sign a contract to play with a major professional team, now you know what? The nonsense is out the window. Look out the window. You see the nonsense on the ground? That's where it belongs. It's out the window. You're a professional now. You are with those teams now. You need to represent them a whole lot better. Well, cut out the nonsense. It's a new year. Cut out the nonsense. Same situation with these celebrities. Come on, man. You got kids looking up to you guys? You got these young kids listening to your music, and some of the parents are already kind of like, tripping about some of the music that their kids listen to, but they give them a little leeway anyway because they love you so much, and they love listening to your music and they love supporting you so much, and not just the musical celebrities, but actors and actresses as well.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And you're representing your label, you're representing Hollywood, you're a representation. And then people get bent out of shape when the reporters want to talk to them and when they want to take pictures and, we're trying to have a private moment or, we're trying to have some privacy. Okay, I'm going to get real. Sorry. I'm going to get real. That was all out the window when you were sitting back dreaming about being a superstar. Okay, because you knew that was the lifestyle before you got there. You knew that was the lifestyle before you got there. You knew it was going to be media. You knew it was going to be pictures. But you know what? That drew you even more to the lifestyle. That made you want it more. That made you want it more. So when you got in the business and you got in it and now you were a star and now people are talking about you and now people are taking your pictures and now people, are flocking around you, now it's a problem. Because you didn't think it all the way through. All you was thinking about was the fame and the money. You didn't think it all the way through. If you want to be famous and you want to be in the spotlight, because that's what it is. When you're on film and television, you're in the spotlight. And the bigger you are, the bigger the spotlight. So if you want some privacy, you better take a page out of Michael Jackson's handbook. Mike knew it. Mike didn't get bent out of shape. That was one of the reasons why I respected Michael Jackson so much. He ain't get bent out of shape. Mike knew what time it was. That's what he wanted. All
right. And well respected.
So exactly. So what did he do? He adapted. What did he do? He did what he had to do to get the privacy he wanted or the private moments he wanted. He did what he had to do.
shut down a mall, shut down a store, whatever the case may be. Put the costumes on. He did what he had to do. And you're thinking to yourself, well, why do I have to do that to? Because you're the one that decided you wanted to be in the spotlight. That's why. And if you have a problem with media being in your grill, people getting your autograph, taking pictures, I'm sorry. That's what you asked for when you decided you wanted to be famous and you wanted to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you asked
for. And it comes with the price. Right, and it comes with the price, Beastly, as you go in. I'm sitting here listening, and I hope that our listening audience is taking heed, because you're not making light when you say, you know, Beastly goes in as your segment, but you are speaking some stuff, brother, tonight, truly, because, again, fame comes with the price, and you have to be physically, emotionally, and spiritually prepared to accept whatever society claims or deems as appropriate.
I mean, I don't understand.
You still have to have your own mind. Yes.
And it's like Miss Fabulous is saying, man, I don't understand that. And it's like also, I don't understand, you know, people when, you know, it's how you represent yourself. People get into business and their whole attitude change.
Preach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get this stank attitude, you get this persona about yourself that you bigger than life.
Mm-hmm.
Understand something. You bigger than life because the people that support you made you that way.
Mm-hmm.
They made you that way. They made you bigger than life. And I'm going to tell you like a parent tell their kid, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
Mm-hmm.
The people made you that way. They made you big. They made you a star. And when you start shunning them, guess what? They're going to take you out of business.
Right. What's that old saying, D-Slate? You're only as big and successful as the people around you?
Exactly.
So like minds think alike. If you're around people, if you want to be a physician or you want to be an elitist or you want to be this mega superstar, try being around people who have the same views or the same ideas or the same authenticity in terms of how they view success. And go about those modules and how to become that, you know. But at the same time, you know, should a person gain the world but lose themselves? You know, you definitely don't want to do that. Definitely no. 50-50 hindsight. You definitely want to maintain the humbleness and humility of the people, like you said, the slate that made you.
Exactly. And the crazy thing about it is that, you know, the one thing I want to definitely say this about the entertainment business. You know, you always hear, and one of the things I hear constantly, I've heard for a very long time in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always hear where, you know, you got to be hard in this business. You know, you can't have no feelings in this business. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your feelings and it's your emotions that make you the person that you are.
Absolutely.
It's your feelings and your emotions and your personality that make you who you are. I'm not going to be a damn robot for nobody. I'm not going to be a robot for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You want a robot, build you one. If it's your personality or your emotions or whatever the case may be that make you the wonderful person that you are, then you better hold on to that. Don't be a robot for nobody.
Absolutely.
Be you. Be you and do you. Don't be a robot for nobody.
And be a star.
Exactly. Be a star. That's the word for the night. Be a star.
That's right.
But all I'm saying is representation. And my last thing with this, you know, I mean, I talked about it with the reality shows, and I'm not even going to go real big with that. First of all, you know, a reality show, when people have to tell you what to do and say, that's not reality. Okay? That's something we in the entertainment world like to call a script.
Mm-hmm.
When it's non-scripted, then that's reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's not entertaining if it's boring. That's reality.
If it's boring, right. It's boring. That's reality. Every day ain't entertaining.
That's right.
Every day ain't drama. Come on, people. When you watch these shows and you see the drama going on damn near every episode, come on, man. People don't have – the people with the most dysfunctional families don't have that much damn drama going on every damn day. People don't have drama going on like that every day. Come on, man. Really?
Right. Right. It's called ratings, people. Right. It's called ratings.
It's called ratings. It's called a script. That's not a that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you guys might like to come up with a different title, because that's not called that's not reality. Let's come up with something else.
Well, maybe somebody else's reality, but the average person, no.
Let's call it a fictional reality. How about that?
That's right. Right. How about that? Yeah.
Fictional reality.
Fantasy reality.
Let that be the new term. Did you see the new fictional reality show? Oh, yeah,
right.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's all about how you represent yourself. Man, no disrespect to the Shorty Low Cat. I mean, if you want to put your business out there, you know, that's all about you. But come on, man. Come on. You want to have a show about your baby mamas and your kids?
Really?
Scruples,
really?
People. Scruples. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how you represent yourself. Man, represent it well, man. I mean, minorities, we get enough negative, negative press and negative connotation about ourselves, and people say enough negative things about us, and for us to be out there, in the spotlight, giving them a minstrel show, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. That's just adding into the stereotype. Man, don't add into the stereotype. Make your own stereotype.
Right.
Don't add into the norm. Make your own.
Be your original star.
There it is. D-Slate goes in. I'm sorry, y'all. Sometimes I got to put it out there, though. I had to put it out there like that. Man, it's 2013. It's a brand new year. We'd have had a whole bunch of stupid, unnecessary nonsense and unnecessary violence and all just unnecessary BS last year. This is a new year. Let's not have it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep telling yourself, man, I'm not having it. Brand new year. Mm-mm.
That's right.
And it goes down.
You gotta change the world. That's right. Change the world one segment at a time. That's right.
One segment at a time. Y'all better understand. D-Slate goes in as always.
You really went in tonight, D-Slate. You really did.
I gotta tell them, though. It's just, sometimes it's on my mind and I gotta get it out there. Right now, we got a couple of hits. We're gonna take a hit break, get a couple of jams out there for you guys. Because I know y'all, y'all like, D-Slate, my body was moving and I was getting it in earlier. Can you give me another fix? I got you. We got you.
Yeah.
All the stars out there, we got you. More hits right now. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, we getting in for you guys, Celebrity Thursday. It's my brothers of Naughty by Nature with a new joint featuring Joe, Perfect Party, right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's go.
Let's go.
The world of girls, we love the girls all over the world. Party is the balance on a newer note. It takes two to tote. Let's share some hookah smoke. See you winking, wanna clutch it, watch me kiss. I love the figure. Let me touch it while you tweet on Twitter. It's the perfect party with a pinch of passion. Pass a pint of potion. Perfect ass and fashion. My selection's confession. My obsession is affection. Affection, sex, sex. Because all our plus flops is belly flopping. Tan lotion bacon, those are taking. Who can hate it? Get them spring breaking, naked shaking. Sexy mama homage, sexy mama fauna. The diner's honor, getting brain like college knowledge. Work the jerk out, I work your skirt out. Stretch your thighs, let's exercise. I show the perfect workout. The thongs are strong, can't see where they meet up. Heat up teeny bikini, tight like ballet teachers. Love you, the denim, especially when you're in them. The linen, naughty boys love when it's up. I go out, believe. Let's do it right under a blanket on a balcony. I don't smoke the poke it. This is push focus. With a view of the ocean, let's toast to mimosas. If you understand the underworld, let me tell you, girl, we gotta do it all.
Like a mirror.
Opportunity to talk to her, and she's an incredible woman. She's got some great new music out, so definitely make sure you guys check her out and look her up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Miss Karen White, that was her hit, her new single, Seize the Day. Carpe Diem is the album. Make sure you guys check it out. And before that was Case featuring Joe with Faded Picture, playing the hits right here on Celebrity Thursday. D-Slay, Miss Fabulous, it's time to wind it down. Got a minute or so left. I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight, and I do apologize once again. You guys didn't get a chance to hear our incredible interview with the sensational singer, Miss Pamela Long, as well as the brothers of the hit 90s R&B group Portrait, and we're definitely going to reschedule that with them, and we're going to get it in with them, trust me. Make sure you guys keep the ears out. We will get that information to you guys real soon. And I definitely want to say, keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Make sure you check out D-Slay Dimitri D this Saturday on Indie Up Saturday. We're going to be interviewing independent hip-hop artist Stingray as well as up-and-coming R&B singer Bray is going to be in the building. So definitely make sure you guys check us out on Indie Up Saturday this Saturday. Getting it in. Miss Fabulous, what you want to say to the people?
Well, I definitely want to say I enjoy immensely hanging out with you on tonight, D-Slay. And once again, to all of my brothers and sisters and our family and our supporters and our fans, expect nothing less than a great, great year of the D-Hour Show Radio Network and our various shows that are implanted on this network. Thank you so very much, D-Slay, for having a mastermind to still be resilient in many, many years to come. I just wish the best of success. And definitely, I'm wishing myself an early, early birthday.
Yes.
Miss Fabulous, the Fabulous 40. Yeah, that's right.
Fabulous,
I'm looking
40.
Forward to that. The Fabulous 40, no pun intended. So definitely looking towards big things. It's called turning a new leaf. So definitely want to give a shout-out to myself for that. And anybody else that is experiencing a birthday or any type of happy moment in their life, seize the day. Seize the day. Because you are a star.
You are a star. Always remember that. Seize the day. Seize the year. Seize the year, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your lovely Thursday night. We'll see you guys again this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday. Oh, yeah, we're getting it in as always. D-Slay, Miss Fabulous, we are signing off. We want to go outside and look at the stars in the sky, and we suggest you do the same thing. Take a look in the sky and just look at the stars because they're shining so bright, so bright. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. D-Slay, Miss Fabulous, signing off. We'll see you guys next time. Please, as always, be blessed.
Salute.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest spaceship. the underground artist. Yeah.